I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. You must work on the deadlines of your schedule that you have set for yourself as if you had a boss.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. Congratulations on tuning in to the show where you will learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location. And on top of all that, yes, there is more. You get the personal initiative, the energy, the go-getterness, to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. When we put all of this together, you get all this in one package. We did it all the work for you. You get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. You're in the right place at the right time because today's show is about how to make more time for yourself. We all find that this is more of a challenge as we progress, as we grow in life. I mean, the better that we get, the more people are going to want to have us around, the more things that we are going to want to take on. And the more things that we take on, the better we're going to get because we're working on our game and taking those things on in order to expand our threshold of leadership, expand our threshold of responsibility and control as we build families, as our business grows bigger, as our companies grow bigger, as we have more responsibilities ourselves because of the skills that we have. More skills equals more responsibility. If you got more than one skill, you're getting more than one check. That's more time that you got to put into doing the things that you're doing. And we talked about these things all in different episodes of this podcast. Again, that full archive is at, let's say it together, DreAllDay.com/podcast. Every episode from the very beginning is at DreAllDay/podcast. It is not on your podcast app because they don't hold all on that website. Again, how do you make time for yourself, though? As more and more responsibilities pile up, as more people are asking you for your time, as you're moving up in your profession, as you're moving on in your career, as you're taking on tougher academic course loads and just more stuff, just life in general is happening. Things that just happen when people are living lives. This is how it's going to go. It's not going to end. It's going to get worse before it gets better. How do you make time for yourself in life? I'm going to give you three principles for you to keep in mind in order for you to make more time for yourself. Because almost anyone I talk to, if you ask anybody, I think if you stop 10 people on the street today who you don't know, or ask 10 people who you do know and ask them, do you wish you had more time for yourself? I'm going to guess at least 9 of those 10 people are all going to say yes. Man, I wish I had more time for myself so I could go to the gym, or so I could play my guitar, or so I could read books more often, or so I could do that yoga, or, you know, I want to try that meditation thing, or so I could I don't know, make YouTube videos. I could write that book I've always been talking about. Maybe work on my side business, or maybe spend more time with my kids, or spend more time with my parents, or spend more time with my friends, or my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, my wife. If you ask anyone, do they want to have more time for themselves? Almost everybody is going to say yes. I think the only people who would say no, that they got enough time for themselves, are people who are retired. Older people who are retired, they don't work anymore. So every day they pretty much don't do a whole lot of stuff. So they got plenty of time for themselves. They're the only people who would probably say, you know what, I got a pretty good allotment of time for myself right now. Everybody else, we need more. So how do you do that? Point number one, you want more time for yourself. The easiest hack I can give you, and this is a hack of discipline right here, is to pay less attention to what anybody else is doing. If you want more time for you, pay less attention to what anyone who's not you is doing. Here's some simple ways to do that. Stop scrolling through your social media feeds to see what everybody else is talking about, what everybody else posted, what everybody else is arguing about, what everybody else's newest photograph, photoshopped photograph looks like. Stop scrolling through your social media feeds. That'll save you a whole lot of time, because you know when you get on a social media feed, you go down a rabbit hole. Somebody posts something and you like, oh, what about this? Then you look at that, then you're clicking on that, you're clicking on that. Before you know it, you're like 20 clicks deep into something that you found on the original page of the feed because you're paying so much attention to what other people are doing. Stop getting into debates over politics, sports, and entertainment. Let me tell you why you shouldn't debate about politics, sports, and entertainment. There's one real reason why you should never debate about these three things, is because you will never change anyone's opinion. Think about that. Last time you argued about rap music, if you thought, I don't know, who Kendrick Lamar is better than Drake, and another person thought Drake was better, or it was Biggie versus Tupac, or you argued about politics, Democrat versus Republican, you argued about sports, Jordan versus LeBron versus Kobe, you have never once in your life, if there's anyone who's listened to this podcast here who has ever changed somebody's mind in a debate over politics, sports, or entertainment, I want to know who it was. I want to know. You need to message me or snap me or DM me or email me, whatever way you can reach me. Let me know what you were debating over, what your stance was, what the other person's stance was, what you got them to change to, and how you did it. Because, listen, you can make a whole lot of money in the world of influence if you were able to change someone's opinion on politics, sports, or entertainment. Stop debating over those things. They are time wasters. You're not going to change anybody's mind. People are going to think what they're going to think. There's going to be a whole lot of back and forth, lobbying back and forth. Unless this is your job. Unless it's your job to debate this stuff, don't do it. Unless you're Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith or some political pundit, don't get into debating people on these topics. They are time and energy wasters, and time and energy are your two most important resources. Stop looking at what everybody else is doing and talking about. If other people are idiots who want to debate that stuff, you don't have to feed into it by paying attention to their whole debate. Now, while it may be very entertaining, I get it. It may be very entertaining. It may be funny. There may be some share-worthy things. Maybe some stuff that you want to let everybody know that's funny on your own feed. All of those things are wasting time. If you think you need more time for yourself, I mean, I'm talking to the people who have claimed, they have self-chosen that they need time for themselves, but you're spending time doing these things. Listen, there's your time right there. That's one way. Here's point number two. Identify your time-wasting habits in your daily routines. In our daily routines, we all have some time-wasting habits. What are the habits that you have that are wasting time? I had a time-wasting habit of, I use an app for all my receipts. I used to save them, actually save the actual receipts in plastic bags, but no, we in a new age now. That was probably up to about maybe 2013 to 2014. Now there are apps where you can take a photo and you can enter all the information of every receipt that you have, every transaction that you do, so you can keep track of your spending, you keep track of income, everything. I used to have this bad habit of I would gather up all these receipts. I would get all these receipts stack up, so I had like 30 of them, and then I'm like, damn, now I got to go through all 30 of these and enter each one of these 30 into this application. But instead of doing that, now every time I get a receipt, I immediately enter that information. I take a photo of it. It saves automatically to my cloud drive. It goes into the app, it registers, it goes in cumulatively with the rest of the month and the rest of the year, and I throw that receipt away immediately. It was just a quick change, a quick little hack so that I don't have that mental load. Because this is what happens, people, if you don't notice, when you have a stack of activities that need to get done, that have piled up that you did not finish, for example, if you write a to-do list every single day of all these items, and at the end of the day, you had 32 items on your to-do list, but you only finished 21, those 11 that you didn't get done, that adds to your mental load. It's kind of like your brain is carrying all 32 of these items, and as you get each one done, you dropped off 21 items, but your brain is still carrying those 11 with you, until the next day. So that whole night when you're sleeping, you realize you didn't really get the best possible sleep. You're a little bit restless. Your energy wasn't perfect. That's because you were carrying this mental load of all these things that you did not finish. So what you could do with the to-do list is stop making a to-do list, because I already told you about that. And you get the mental workbook. I have explained what to do in lieu of a to-do list. That's at dreallday.com/workbook. I've also talked about it on this podcast. You can find it at dreallday/podcast. You got to identify any habits that you have that are costing you time, like anything that leaves a load on your mind at the end of the day that you're still thinking about. Again, unconsciously, your subconscious mind is thinking about it, even when you're not consciously thinking about it. And that affects the rest of your being, even if you didn't know it. I used to waste time scrolling unimportant feeds. Those of you business professionals, those of you who are on LinkedIn, you're scrolling that feed. The feed never ends. Y'all understand that when you go to feeds, the only feed that actually ends is Twitter. Twitter's feed you can eventually catch up to right now. Depending on how many people you're following, maybe you can catch up to right now. But Facebook's feed never ends. LinkedIn's feed never ends. Instagram's feed never ends. Do y'all understand that? Just logically think about that they never end. There's a reason that they never end, because they want you to keep using it forever. They are not your friend. Those feeds are not your friend when it comes to being productive and having time for yourself, whether that's time for you to just sit and do nothing, literally nothing, with no phone, no internet, whether that's spending time with your dog, whether that's more intimate time with your significant other. Those things are your adversaries. They are going against you. They want your time. They're fighting for your time. The more time that you give them, the more time you're going to want to give them, because they are built like that. They have scientists working for them to make you more addicted to those feeds. So you got to make the conscious decision. It's not an emotional decision, but first make a conscious decision, and you can learn to tie it to emotion by stopping. Get away from those things. Identify your time wasting habits. In the morning, where are you wasting time? I noticed that I would have this waste of time that I have in between maybe 7 and 8, 8:30, maybe between 7 and 9 every single morning. There was just this waste of time. I was like, where did that 30 minutes go? Where did that 45 minutes go? Where I was doing things that was not part of work. It wasn't part of my relaxation. It wasn't really that much part of getting ready for my day. But I felt like this time was just evaporating every single day. And I started to really start paying more attention to what I was doing during that time every single day. So I got rid of that gap. That time stopped evaporating, and it became useful time for me. Whether I wanted to read during that time, whether I wanted to go to the gym, whether I wanted to go start working, whatever it is that I wanted to do, it was something I wanted to do for me. And I knew I was purposeful. I was consciously knowing what I was doing with that time. We identify our time wasting habits, we make more time for ourselves. And whatever work or gym or workout or whatever I got done during that time that I had now reclaimed, that'll create more time on the back end for me to have for myself if that's what I want. Point number three, today's topic is how to make more time for yourself. You must make and stick to a schedule. No to-do list, but a schedule, because a schedule is finite. You start working at this time, you end at that time. The day starts at this time, the day ends at that time. That's finite. I don't care how busy or productive you claim to be. There's only so many things that can fit into a calendar, because a calendar has only 24 hours a day in it. That's just the limits. However many days in a month, 7 days in a week. Nobody has more. Nobody has less. It's the same amount. Make and stick to a schedule. And once you have made the schedule, here's the important part. You must work on the deadlines of your schedule that you have set for yourself as if you had a boss. As if somebody was actually enforcing that deadline, you got to work on that deadline. So if you set a deadline that says, I'm going to make phone calls until 10 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, I'm going to read. When that clock hits 10 o'clock, you got to stop making those phone calls and start reading, because that's the deadline. As if you had a boss who said, all right, at 10 o'clock, stop making phone calls and start reading. If you had a boss looking over your shoulder telling you to do it, you would do it. So you need to treat yourself the same way. Again, Malcolm X said every organization must have a boss. Are you a boss of your organization or are you not? Does your organization have a boss, or are the inmates running the asylum, as they say? Who's in charge? If it's not you, who is it? All of the world is in charge of you. You don't want the world to be in charge of you. We talked about that in a previous episode of this podcast. This is the height of discipline, people. For you to set a schedule for yourself, for you to work on deadlines personally as if somebody was watching over you to stick to that deadline, as if there was some tangible reward slash punishment for you sticking to that deadline, and you stick to it anyway, even though there isn't really one. That is the height of discipline. This is the point that many people never get to when it comes to discipline. Because when it's just them, again, when it's somebody else telling them what to do, they'll follow it to a T. But when it's just them telling themselves what to do, they can't do it. That's a challenge. It's a challenge I'm going to help you get over. You should read my book called The Mirror of Motivation. It is a self-guide to self-discipline. Again, that's at dreallday.com/MOM for Mirror of Motivation. Dreallday/MOM. Mirror of Motivation. Let's recap today's topic. How to make more time for yourself in life. You need more time for yourself? Yes? Okay, here's how you do it. Number one, pay less attention to what anybody else is doing. If you just do that alone, if you just do any one of these three things, I guarantee you're going to make a whole lot of time for yourself, but you got to discipline yourself to actually do them. If you pay less attention to what anybody else is doing, this one alone, I could do a whole episode just on this, and you'll be good. But can you do it? Point number two, identify your time-wasting habits in your daily routines. We all have them. What are the time-wasting habits in your routine? Number three, making stick to a schedule as if you have a boss, as if somebody made that schedule for you and you have deadlines, you have certain times things got to get done, and then you got to move on to the next thing. Work as if somebody's looking over your shoulder to get those things done. Discipline yourself, and the world will not have to discipline you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.